Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about the core value of essentialism.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Makers, Jay Wong here. Really appreciate each and every single one of you listening and tuning in, whether you're watching this on video, what's going on, or if you're listening to this on your way to somewhere, or maybe you're just relaxing, checking out what is Jay Wong up to these days. So wanted to share a little bit on what's been happening behind the scenes. I want to talk a little bit about the core concept of essentialism, but also talk about the content on this channel and in this podcast moving forward. It's funny, I've been trying to create this episode now for the last like half an hour. I've been trying to get different cameras to work, batteries were dead, trying to film on the right camera, but then the SD card, the room ran out on the SD card. So it has been a struggle to create this episode, but maybe that is in its own right, the right path, right? And behind me, I don't know if you could see it, you can capture it a little bit. Don't mind the mess if you catch that in the other room there. You saw the pink balloons, the 10. This past weekend, we were celebrating my girlfriend's passing the 10,000 subscriber mark on YouTube. For all you content creators out there, you know that growing any community, growing any movement, that requires a lot of work, it requires a lot of patience, right? And we were celebrating that this past weekend. So if you enjoy beauty videos or you want to just check out some of the more silly videos that sometimes, I'll pop in her channel every now and then, be sure to subscribe and check out her content. I'll link to her channel below. But this past weekend was really great for a couple things. Now we've been in Vancouver for the last month or so. And I think it's been about a month. And every time people ask me, how's Vancouver? I say, hey, it's really great, but it hasn't rained yet. So I feel like my really great is rooted in not all the information, right? And so this past weekend, we got some rain. And it was really good because I still love Vancouver. And it's only been a month, so it's probably still honeymoon stage. But because of this, we were hanging out with a friend. And we were supposed to go on her rooftop, but obviously it was raining, so we were more inside. And we're having this conversation around entrepreneurship and building our businesses. And it's been a few years now, right? For those of you that have been watching me, even from the very first YouTube channel or first YouTube videos to maybe listening to some of the first interviews we ever did on the Inner Changemaker, we were just both reflecting. She runs this amazing coaching business as well as an e-commerce platform now. And we were just reflecting, my friend and I, over the last few years. And for whatever reason, this idea got brought up of focusing on one thing at a time and how that has been a huge aspect of success for those that have discovered that, right? To focus on one thing at a time. And even though it sounds very simplistic, everybody, right? If you're a millennial, if you're an entrepreneur these days, like you've got, it's not about having one thing going on. You have multiple things going on, right? If you're listening to this on your laptop right now, chances are you have multiple tabs going on too, right? You're listening to this and doing this, right? Maybe you're listening to the podcast, maybe you're cleaning the house, maybe you're working out and you're checking this out, right? And so the idea of doing multiple things and thinking we could do good and great at all those things, it's not a foreign idea to us, right? But I remember when we had Greg McEwen on, I think it was episode 158 maybe. So Greg McEwen, for those of you that don't know, is the author of the book Essentialism. Now, if you haven't read the book Essentialism, I highly recommend the audiobook. I listened to it on a car ride for a few hours and it was epic. It was total game changer. After listening to that, I reached out to Greg's team. I was like, hey, you got to come on my podcast, man. We got to geek out on this. But there's one line about essentialism that kind of has stayed with me. I've been thinking a lot about this lately, which is the line of you can do anything. We can do anything, right? You can do anything you put your mind to, right? You can do anything, but you can't do everything. You can't do everything. So the whole line is you can do anything, but you can't do everything, right? And this kind of is a bit of a follow-up episode of the last episode, I guess, in terms of the best advice, right? In entrepreneurship. If you haven't listened to that, be sure to go check that out, because the advice of stepping into that leadership position, that advice of owning who you are, owning your gifts, it's an easy one to understand. It's a very difficult one to do, right? And same thing with this. It's an easy one to say, okay, I'm going to focus on one thing at a time. I'm going to focus on, you know, one side of my business. I'm going to focus on one traffic source. I'm going to focus on one, you know, serving one particular avatar, right? I'm going to focus on one content medium, right? It's easier said than done. Right? And the truth is, for those of you that have been watching a lot of these videos or listening to the podcasts lately, you could probably tell, right? That we've been inconsistent. When I say we, I really mean me and my team have been inconsistent with the way that we're delivering the content. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, us, you know, building the team and being overwhelmed by the growth of the business, which is amazing, right? Like amazing. Like I really wish I would have had this. Like I remember starting out 3 years ago, I would have killed to have this problem. You know what I mean? And it's a great problem to have. But I also think that in the vision of what we kind of created this show all around of helping others to figure out how to craft and create their legacy, you know, and interviewing our people that we've admired and we've looked up to, and showcasing their, not just their success path, but the way that they look at legacy, the way that they look at success, right? I feel like we've come short of that to some degree, and we're not creating the content that I know I can create, that I know our team can create, that I know that you deserve. And in some ways, as much as I love doing these videos with each and every one of you, don't worry, these videos will continue and these episodes will continue. I try to think about that essentialism advice, right? That I can do anything, but I just can't do everything, you know? And so for the next 2 months, I made this decision the last couple weeks that I'm only going to focus on this one area of my business that has grown tremendously in the last couple months. And that is we started working with celebrity brands and helping them launch a podcast and helping them put this message and put this movement out there. And it's been taking up a lot of our time, to be honest. It's been taking up a lot of our energy to not just facilitate these deals, but to make sure that our clients are being served at the highest degree. At the same time, you know, we're changing a lot of things internally. We're building the team so that you can have content not just on a weekly or, you know, whenever Jay has time to kind of create content basis, but more on a consistent basis, more on a every other day, maybe every day. Right. And I know that for those of you that enjoy the show, that enjoy this content, you would love that. And that you, and frankly, you deserve that, right? You deserve to have the very best of me and my team and what we can do for you. And so that's part of the reason why we've been inconsistent. I wanted to kind of own up to that and address that up front. But at the same time, I would love to encourage you to think about what are the things that you're doing. How are you spending your time? And are you trying to do everything, right? And if you are, chances are you're constantly being overwhelmed, right? You're constantly being faced with confusion in terms of what you need to do every single day. And that's just not a great recipe for growth, right? And so I'm going to keep doing episodes just like this. And we're going to keep showing you more of the behind the scenes. More, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be meeting and hanging out with some very, very cool entrepreneurs. And so for those of you that follow me on Instagram and see some of the more behind the scenes on Insta stories, you'll be seeing some really, really cool entrepreneurs and community builders and what they're doing. But for the next couple months, we're not going to be as consistent with our content. If you want to stay with us throughout this period, that would be absolutely amazing. You can check in with us periodically. Hopefully you're enjoying your summer as well. But we're looking really in the next 6 to 8 weeks to really form up our content team so that we could, when we come back with consistent content, with interviews, with doing videos like this, with our new series, Sunset Wisdom, that we've been talking about on Instagram quite a bit. When we come back with all these pieces, I could be here. I could be present with you. We can look to not just grow this community, but we can really look to help each and every one of you create the legacy that you deserve, that help you become the best version of yourself. And that's really been always the root of this, right? And even though we're going through some business growing pains now, we really would love for you to hang out with us the rest of this journey. We appreciate each and every single one of you that's been listening, that's been watching from the very beginning. So this is not the end by any means. This is more so kind of a wrap up on season one, call it that. It was never meant to have different seasons, but more of a wrap up on what season one is. For me personally, it's probably more of a wrap up on what season one was, a great representation of where I was when I started the show, you know, where I was 2-3 years ago. And a lot's changed. I've changed, you've changed, hopefully, right? We've helped companies be able to launch their own podcasts and get their voice. We've helped people monetize their message and get out there. And it's been an amazing journey. You know, I look back and we had the podcast billboard a little while ago. We've interviewed some of the very best around the world, some of the most interesting people I've ever met. We've had on millionaires and billionaires. I've gotten a chance to meet some of you in real life and just to hear your stories and of how you listen to the show and how it's impacted you and the way that you run your family or the way you show up as a leader, the way you operate your business. And it really does mean the world to me to have your attention for just a little bit, a few minutes here and there. So think about that quote. Think about how you're running the show. You know, think about what are the things that you're doing. Are you trying to do everything, right? Are you building the infrastructure, the systems, the teams around you? I know those are not sexy words. You know, those are not legacy. It's not like hustle. It's not like mastermind and events and retreats. That's what gets a lot of, you know, content creators and people that have a message to share going. But you need the infrastructure. You need the team. And so we need the space to a little bit for ourselves, just so we could create the system and the environment so that you can grow with us. Because I promise you, we have some very exciting things coming up for you. So let me know if this episode made a difference for you, if you found any value out of this. Let me know in the comments below if you're watching this on our YouTube channel. If you're listening to this, love for you to let me know via social. I mean, you can even send me a quick email. Don't do it right now if you're driving. Don't do it right now if you're at the gym. I honor that. But let us know, right? Think about that. You can do anything. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. So hope that makes a difference for you. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. We'll talk to you very soon.
Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.